In its September crop report, USDA estimated a 2016-2017 U.S. cotton crop of 16.14 million bales. Upland cotton production was estimated at 15.58 million bales and extra-long staple production at 562,000 bales. Harvested area was an estimated 9.66 million acres, implying a non-harvested area of about 490,000 acres based on USDA's revised acreage report. Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us with a breakdown of the report and a few notes on the market.
Well, we had the second estimate of USDA's survey of the U.S. crop released that showed an increase in the U.S. cotton crop from 15.9 million bales to 16.1 million bales for all cotton. When we look at the state-by-state breakdown released by USDA, we actually saw a revision in the planted acreage number for 2016 compared to what they were carrying in the balance sheet. So as we start to get some additional information coming out of FSA and the certified acreage reports, and USDA has a better understanding of what's actually been planted, they're actually showing that planted acreage for this year is about 10.1 million acres for all cotton compared to 10.02 in the earlier number. Across the belt, that was actually the bigger contributor to the larger crop was the assessment of more acres being planted and thus more acres being harvested. We did see overall a slight increase in the U.S. average yield, only by 2 or 3 pounds per acre relative to the August estimate. There were some larger adjustments when you look at individual states, particularly noticed a downward revision in the average yield for Virginia compared to what was being carried for August, but then there were some offsets when you look at some smaller adjustments across a number of states. I will say, too, going back to the planted acreage number, a couple of big drivers in that change in the U.S. was, one, more acres planted in Texas than what was being shown in the previous report, and that was partially offset, though, with a reduction in the planted acreage number for Georgia compared to what they were previously carrying.
And on the demand side?
USDA did make a slight downward revision in the amount of cotton expected to be consumed by U.S. textile mills. So that's plugged in at 3.5 million bales for the 2016 marketing year. USDA held our export number at 11.5 million bales, which is still a fairly aggressive target because that's 2.3 million bales higher than what we exported in the 2015 marketing year. And so while it's perhaps going to be a challenge reaching that total export number, it is encouraging to see that even in this early stages of the 2016 marketing year that we already have almost 5 million bales of cotton sales on the books. So we're seeing some good progress early on. It's just whether or not we can sustain that as we get a better understanding of what's happening to world production and world consumption.
On the global side, there were a couple of minor adjustments, according to Dr. Adams.
Global mill use was held largely unchanged from the previous month, right around 111 million bales, which is up about a million bales from what we did in 2015. On the production side, there were a few adjustments that had some offsets. When we look across, there were some increases in the expected crop for Pakistan compared to what they were carrying a month ago. There was also an increase in the expected Australian crop, but that was partially offset by a reduction in the expectations for India's crop. For China's crop, no change from what we were expecting last month.
Dr. Adams closes with a few reminders on the market.
The biggest thing to continue to watch is the pace of cotton demand. And right now, USDA is putting together a global balance sheet that would still lead to a significant reduction in ending stocks by the time we get to the end of the 2016 marketing year, as total consumption is expected to exceed world production. So hopefully, as we progress through the marketing year, we'll continue to see demand maintain that pace, and we actually will see that drawdown in stocks. Most of that decline in stocks, though, is occurring in China as they have been moving through their auctions, and those are set to conclude at the end of September. But if they stick with the schedule that they announced a few months ago, we anticipate that when we get to March of next year, there will be a second round of auctions that will occur. And so hopefully that can further work through these stocks that are still there.